From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News information helping you to know diddly. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Tuesday, June 3rd, 2008. I think today, in honor of the passing of Bo Diddley, the world should just have the Bo Diddley beat backing it up. No matter what we do, just piped up.
Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum. How you doing? Bum 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 bum. Let me have one with mustard. Bum 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 bum. Actually, can you break a 50? Bum 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 bum. Will you?
We're gonna break down that very beat, and Mike Pesca might keep doing that all hour. No, he won't, I promise. Yeah. The rock pioneer did die. He passed away yesterday at the age of 79. And we remember Bo Diddley. We take a listen through his music and his legacy. We do it in the form of an assisted listen with a man who knows Bo Diddley's music. So that to look forward to.
And it's getting tougher for some colleges to, or some students to go to college. Banks are cutting back on student loan programs and denying money for students. A community college and some four-year schools, those schools that are deemed less competitive, will look into why.
And a violent drug war going on for more than a year in Mexico has left more than 4,000 people dead. We'll get a report from the border.
But if all that gets you down, worry not. Journey is, as they have always been, ready to rock you back out of your funk. Andy Langer will tell us about their new record and some other music out there. We'll get today's headlines in a minute, but first.
After one of the most exciting games in Stanley Cup Finals history, the Pittsburgh Penguins are still alive.
The Detroit Red Wings entered last night's game, leading in the best-of-seven series 3-1 for the math-challenged. That means that one more win and they'd have been the champions of the NHL. But the Penguins have had their backs against the wall before. 10 years ago, the team was in bankruptcy and their best player had cancer. 3 years ago, they were the second worst team in hockey and considered leaving Pittsburgh. And this season, they have one of the youngest teams in the league, 8 players under 26, yet they have still made an improbable run to the NHL finals.
It was looking bleak for them last night. They were down by a goal with just 34 seconds to play. The Red Wings could taste the title. Then this happened.
And it's played along by Bronson and gotten back by the Penguins. 30 seconds to go. It's every pass up front. They score! Penguins have tied it up!
Wow.
I know. It's so exciting.
Penguin Max Talbot scored to tie the game and force it into overtime. The game went on and on and on, one near miss after another. Fans were beside themselves. Announcers were apoplectic. Here's an audio summary. That was actually the third announcer, the first two's heads exploded.
I can't even understand what they're saying, but I can tell them it's exciting. Clearly, tensions were high in the wee hours of the morning, halfway into triple overtime, when Penguin Peter Sikora came through.
Fires one, and that ricocheted off the referee. Right back to Sikora again, and a shot. He scores! Sikora! It's going back to Pittsburgh for a sixth game.
Oh, that means the Penguins won 4-3, the fifth longest game in Stanley Cup Finals history. Here's Sikora after the game.
It's nice to get a winner like that to keep us alive. And, you know, we get to live another day, you know, just another game on Wednesday. And I think if he can come up with the win, there's going to be a lot of pressure on them.
To give you some idea of how long and tough the game was, Sikora didn't even have an accent before it started.
That's not true. The series goes back to Pittsburgh tomorrow night, where the Penguins will again face elimination. If they win tomorrow, there's a decisive Game 7 on Saturday night in Detroit.
And you can go to NPR.org throughout the day for all your hockey updates. That's what we're known for. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.